why did Leah pray that she shouldn't marry Esav? Instead of that, if she would marry him, he should become a tzaddik. After all, Rachel, the wife of Rabbi Akiva, married Akiva even though he was an av haaretz, and she made him over. Also, it says Yaakov should have given Dina to Esav because she could have changed him. Please explain. Thank you. Anonymous from Dallas, Texas. Okay, first of all, there's a very big difference between a Rasha and an Am Ha'aretz. Rachel recognized in Akiva the qualities, Midos Tovos. Tosfos says that even though he was an Am Ha'aretz, but he had Midos Tovos, and she recognized in him the potential of change, and Rabbi Akiva already had that desire to change, as the Midrashim and Gemara say. And therefore, she was confident that she would be able to influence him and to support him in his desire to become a Talmud Chacham. Esav was a Rasha. And even though perhaps Leah could have influenced him, but one is not allowed to take a risk like that. Therefore she prayed that she shouldn't be put in such a place of Nisayan, that perhaps Esav would influence her and not she him. And that which it says that Yaakov was punished for not giving Dina to Esav, the Or HaTzofon explains that he wasn't supposed to give Dina to Esav for the same reason. How could he take a risk with his daughter that maybe Esav would influence her and not she him? But the taina on Yaakov Avinu was not that he hid her away, not that he didn't marry her off to Esav, but that he put the nails in the box with a little bit too much enthusiasm. He should have bemoaned the fact that he couldn't give Dina to Esav because he had to protect her, but bemoaned the fact that he couldn't influence or even take a chance of influencing Esav. But he wasn't bemoaning the fact. He didn't bother him that much that he had to hide away Dina from Esav, and that was the taina on him. Not that he actually didn't give her over to Esav, which in fact was prohibited.